commission members voted 3-1 last Friday to continue supporting the wolf reintroduction program, but they also say they can't support placing any more wolves in Arizona until a new recovery plan is completed. A new team was recently assigned to do just that. Arizona wildlife officials want the revised recovery plan to include an environmental impact statement and a new rule governing wolf populations. Commission members also told a federal wildlife official that they've been left out of some important decisions. Here's Commissioner John Harris from Tucson.
When we have a partner that doesn't actively seek our assistance as a true partner, and when we have some very, very qualified people that are being disregarded, and I have that feeling, and I think a lot of our commissioners do as well, and I think the department has that overall feeling that sometimes we are not considered a viable partner by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service because of the way we're being treated.
Commissioners also complained that they were denied input on the formation of a science committee for the recovery program. Dr. Benjamin Tuggle, director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Southwest region, put that team together. A representative from Arizona was later added to the committee. Tuggle apologized to the commission Friday for what he admitted was an oversight.
I will take full blame. Mea culpa.
Commissioners say they want a revised recovery plan in place before they'll allow any more wolves to be reintroduced to Arizona. And that's a big change in state policy. Up until now, all of the Mexican wolves released in the state were done so with the support of the Game and Fish Department. A revised plan is currently being worked on, and several draft versions have been circulated. One in particular calls for 1,300 wolves to be reintroduced in the future. Commission member Jack Husted of Springerville told Tuggle at Friday's meeting that he found that figure disturbing.
And they are going to be dispersed outside of historic range if this goes into effect. And I am scared. And so we're being set up. The Jaguar discussion is coming shortly on these heels. And if we're going to recover outside of historic range, we're being set up. And I am very afraid. And I need assurances before I enter into further partnerships with the federal government.
Tuggle's largely responsible for signing off on federal involvement in a revised recovery plan. He sought to reassure commissioners that they'd be part of any final decision on specific population numbers. That, he told them, would assure the program's future success.
A recovery plan that does not have the tacit approval and commitment on the part of our state partners isn't worth the paper it's printed on. I understand the angst that you have from that initial document. But I am telling you that that is the first discussion. And there's a lot of things that are going to precipitate before we make a final decision.
Commissioner John Harris told Tuggle that he believes the wolf reintroduction program can't succeed without a close relationship between state and federal officials. He also reiterated his support for the program.
And everybody on this commission, to the person, wants to see wolves recovered in Arizona. It's just a matter of how we get there and the process. But we want to do it in a controlled and a managed environment.
Tuggle also took the time to respond to specific population figures. He says as a federal wildlife management official, he's loath to use just science and raw data to decide how many wolves should be reintroduced to a certain area. He says he'll wait for a recommendation from his science committee before making a final decision. He'll also weigh other considerations.
The wolves need to tell us, and the people that are out in the landscape need to tell us what that number needs to be. If we are so inflexible that we cannot take into consideration what the parameters are telling us from a biological standpoint and from a stakeholder standpoint, then we have failed for sure. These are biological species, and they will tell us what they need. But there is a range, and I've never seen a species that shows up and says, I'm at 100, I'm successful now. And I am telling you that I don't care what that number is right now, because it hasn't gone through the sieve of reality. And it is not represented from the standpoint of a range that truly constitutes recovery.
Commission members also heard comments from the public at their Friday meeting before voting to continue supporting the Wolf Recovery Program. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.